But in doing that, they have endeared me to more Americans. So you mean to tell me that Elijah's father, that man that talked with Elijah, his son, hold American flag up? That must be an extraordinary man. I'd like to meet him. See, Hoover's got a beast mind. He's dead now, but his mind still lives in others like him. See, the mind of that Hoover is a beast mind. And the beast can't anticipate what the moral people are going to do, how human beings are going to respond to something. So the beast thought by now everybody would be laughing at me or just saying, oh, there's nothing now. But even that half image of me that they published have won me friends. That's right. Oh, yeah. A holy, holy who wants nothing but prayer and to be patriotic. That image itself has won me friends. And you see, I haven't made any effort on TV to fight that, because I know if good people are out there, good people will recognize good. And if intelligent people are out there, intelligent people say, well, if he had the rational sense to make these changes, that man is not as foolish as they think he is. So I don't fight them. I was on TV last week on Common Ground. I had a chance to fight this thing. I don't fight it. I give them a chance. It's your media. I don't have it yet. It's your media. But one day I'm going to have my own media, inshallah. And we're going to have our own program. It's going to show the whole picture. But until then, this is your media. What you want? We would like to have you sit and pose for this picture, Brother Imam. We want you to be holding a Quran. All right. Can we have you in a scene? Can we get some of the brothers to sit around? And will you all face the Kaaba? And will you kneel in prayer? You all be praying. We want the Imam. Can you stand, Brother Imam, like you calling the prayer? All right. If you just get out a little piece of me, it's going to do us good. So if that's all you want, show that until we can get more. That's right. So they think they can hurt us by showing the world to us as we are people that want nothing but upstairs. We ain't interested in downstairs no more. Let's keep on doing that until we can get our thing together here. And when they find out how you lied, they're going to hate you for it. They say, you know those niggas, Bill, you know those niggas that they say didn't want nothing but prayer on a rug? You know those niggas own half of New York? That's right. So then let them keep doing that. We're going to get a few people together, and we're going to be successful. And we're going to have the majority of good American people on our side. That's right. In fact, we got a majority of good American people on our side now. Majority of good American people, they're with us. That's right. And we're going to keep on struggling, keep on pushing forward. We're going to be patient. We ain't going to get desperate. We're going to be patient. Allah tells us in the Quran, believe in Allah and be patient. Tells us to be upright and persevere. So we have to be able to wait in a difficult situation until Allah bless us to come out of it. But at the same time, we have to persevere. So the requirement for the Muslim is not only that he be able to hold himself in proper form while waiting to get out of a difficulty,
But he has to also be able to apply himself while in that difficulty. Now that takes great strength. The situation is hopeless almost. The people, they have us blocked. Every way we turn, we are blocked. We can't grow. We can't expand. We can't find an opportunity. So we're checked, aren't we? We're like checked. Now Allah says, don't become frustrated now. Don't fall down and kick up your heels like a baby in a tantrum, throwing a tantrum. Keep yourself together. Hold yourself to Muslim, intelligent Muslim form. And pray that Allah give you an opening. But you don't give up. We know every way is blocked. But still every time I get up, I wake up in the morning, I'm looking. See if there's any new opening there. Maybe while I was asleep last night, a new opening came somewhere. So I'm persevering. I'm being patient, but I'm persevering. Go to bed that night, I couldn't find no opening. I wake up the same thing the next morning. I'm looking, I'm checking. I go and I say, that don't look too strong. Let me hit it. Wow! Maybe I don't break through at that time. Get up, try something again. After a while, we're out of that situation. Through patience, holding the human form, holding the dignified Muslim form, but persevering, never accepting that it's over. Never accept defeat, as they say. Never accept defeat. I don't care how plain defeat looks. Say, oh, mister, this is defeat. Don't you have any sense at all? You have been defeated. Say, you are lying. I'm not defeated. You know what some of the people who are hired to bring these things about? See, they don't get no white man to do that dirty work. In our community, to do the dirty work in our community, they get one of us. Right. And if it's a Hispanic community, they won't get a white man. They get a Hispanic in a Hispanic community to do the dirty work. So you see, in our community, they get us to do the dirty work. Do you know what one of them told me? I said in my presence, so well, you can do anything you want now. It's all over. See, we have milked this cow dry. That's what I was told. Another one told me, said, Brother Imam, and I believe this person really, his heart was with me. Said, Brother Imam, it's hopeless. Said, they ain't gonna let nothing stand. You say, well, why would they talk to you like this? They're human beings too. Don't think every agent is a machine, a robot. Think that some of them got human hearts. And if they listen to me long enough, that heart's gonna become alive. They're gonna wake up. And I've had them tell me, they never admitted that they were agents, but I know it. They didn't come out and say, I'm an agent. But they said it without saying it. I said, you are an agent. And they didn't say no. So if they didn't say no, I said, you are an agent. I know agents. I've been knowing agents. I've met many agents. I know your movements. I know your ways. I know what you do. You know, the agents, when they sit you down and talk to you, they sit you so they can look at you at the same time. Without turning away from you. Without turning to look at you, pardon me. But they sit you so you can't look at them but one at a time. If you look at another one, to look at the other one, you got to turn away from that one you were looking at. And when you turn away from that one that you were looking at, then he got a chance to study your face, your expressions, while you talking to the other agent. And he also got a chance to give the other agent a signal to tell him how to handle you, whether to speak or whether, you see? So they set you up, okay? Even in a conversation, they set you up. Now, if I see people in my community call me to a meeting and they set me up the same way, and I see it happening over and over again, that's going to tell me that maybe you're the agent.
I'm just giving you one mark that I observed on them. One mark. But there are many ways to discover the agent. Agents, they got a patterned way of behaving. They can't help it. A patterned way of behaving. And if you know them, you can identify them. All right. So that Brother Imam says, no need. Said everything, they're gonna get everything. Everything gonna go. You think I accepted that?
No, sir.
No indeed. But what can I do by myself? If I was really a suspicious person, I would think that my community is almost 100% agent. Why? Because nobody has been helping me to save the community. Oh, yes, we have, Brother Man. How? Tell me how. You know taxes are not paid. You let the taxes go unpaid so the people can possess the property for little nothing, just for taxes. Buy the taxes and take our property. How are you helping me? You see somebody doing injury to the community and you let them do it. You don't stop them. You don't report it to the people, the staff, or to the police even. How are you helping me? You see that if we just pay our bills, we can keep our valuable property, but you won't put a dime into the Zakat, so we'll be able to do that. How are you helping me? All right? See, now, you know, we could stay here a long time. I just want you to see what's going on. And the outsiders, they pointing at me. The new leader changed everything. Now everything's gone. They lost everything. And the insiders pointing at me. The Imam has sold all our property. The Imam has done this. The Imam has been doing nothing but trying to save all our property. But how can one man save property when nobody is cooperating with him to save it? How can I do it? Impossible. Had farmland. Nobody in the community to farm it. Offered to sell it to somebody in the community. Couldn't find nobody with enough money to buy it. They want to buy it with $50. Want to give you $50 down. Then want you to finance their operation until they can make some money. Then they'll start paying you back. And you ain't got no money for that. You trying to pay the mortgage. You trying to pay the taxes, the back taxes. You trying to pay all these bills. And here's somebody telling you to give us some money so we can qualify to own this farm. How ridiculous can we be? Somebody's come up and say, we got 5,000 acres. Oh, I can handle it. I'm a farmer. Put him on the farm. You come there and see what he's doing. He's eating whatever was left. This is a fact. I'm telling you exactly what happened. Eating whatever was left. He's a squatter doing nothing but just living in the house. He ain't paying for nothing. You go there and your property have lost value because of him being on it. He done cut down some trees. He done acted as an owner and sold half your timberland to an outsider. You come there and the trees that you had there, half of them gone. He done sold the trees. This actually happened. Can we trust the people of our community? Recommended to us by a person who claimed to have our best interests at heart. Oh, yes, he's a good man to put on the farm. Then we lease the farm out to an outsider, a Belalian. How come we're not having that farm? What are we doing with an outsider on that farm? But the Belalian that we leased it to, he's farming. He's making a little money, must be, because he's paying the bill. He pays the mortgage, we able to take the money he pay us, we pay the mortgage, we don't have to come to you and say, take up a collection so we can pay the mortgage on the farm. He pays his bill, we take his money, we pay the mortgage. In a few more years now, the farm will be paid, it'll be our farm. That's just one farm out of three big farms, we saved one. But did we get any help from our community? No. No. I can't watch all these people. And if I put somebody to watch and that person doesn't do his job, what can I do? Say, send me. Why don't you trust me? I've had people come to me just like you did. Why don't you trust me? I said, okay, you do it. And I end up in a worse situation. That has been my experience for now about 7 years. Big talkers do nothing. I won't trust our community with any operation in the future unless I myself control the money, spending. In fact, I want to live there on the site myself. That's right. If I go on the farm and live on that farm, then once the community take over any farm, buddy, that's where I'm going to live. Believe me, brother, man. Once the community take over that farm, I'm going to move there. I'm going to live there. And not only I'm going to live there, I'm going to invite Muslims to come and live there. Because we're going to have a whole lot of eyes on those people in order to protect our interests. That's right. Believe me. The outside force, they got more people that they can put in the operation than we can. So you get somebody, you send them down there. If they can't buy that person, they will send somebody to manipulate that person. And believe me, the average one of us ain't no superhuman. If they put enough pressure on the average one, we gone. We finished. Say, well, look, how much they gonna pay you? Well, they're paying me such and such. You know the Nation of Islam? Well, now it's the community, or now it's America. Don't you know they have a record for giving people great responsibility and leaving them out on our land? And look, we would like to see this property produced. We want to help them in all. But we just don't trust the leadership. And we hate to see a good man like you left out on the land. We like Wallace. But Wallace ain't no businessman. Now, what we'll do, we'll pay you. And you run this, you use these acres for such and such. Use this acre for this. We're going to send you some people in here, all right? We're going to send you some people in here. And you work for us. See here, see what we did for Sam? See what we did for George. We can do the same thing to you. They don't have nothing to worry about. All their children got their future taken care of. They can go to any college they want. The average one of us, after making our prayers, we'll change our minds. Well, this is real. Allah knows it. Maybe this is where Allah showing me. I didn't know you, man. Yeah, Allah showing me it. After all, I got to look out after the future. Average one of us will sell ourselves out. In fact, we won't even think about it. We won't even think about it. Average one of us will rush into it. Happy. Oh, we feel so great. Oh, now I'll be running this project for the city of Chicago. Boy, I never thought I would get an important position like this with the city of Chicago. Yeah. You know our people. Yeah. Give them a little position, bring them into a little confidential conversation, a confidential situation, you see. Air secrecy about it. Give them a big name, a big title. You're working with the Human Relations Department. Special project for developing property, agricultural land for minorities, and it's highly confidential. You are our second agent from the Negro population.
Oh, that nigga feels so special and big, man. He ain't gonna tell nobody nothing. Gonna keep it completely secret. Oh, yeah. We served him to the chief. That's what we were working against. That's the kind of thing we're dealing with. We're dealing with a society that have all kind of ways of influencing the mind of our people to leave our central concern, our main interest, and serve their interest. And they will get you, brother. Don't tell me they won't. I know. They get the best. They get the best. They make you feel that you're doing right, that you're doing something special. What we have to do is accept leadership. And leadership means you don't do no two jobs under no one leadership. Your job is one. That is to obey that leadership. And anybody invites you to do something else without the knowledge of that leadership, you say no. Sorry, no. Hey, but look how much more you can help minorities. Sorry, no. Or if you're convinced that that's what you should do, then you should say, look, I ain't entering no secret agreements with nobody. I will go tell my leader that you have made me this offer, and I'm going to accept it so he can get somebody for this. And they'll tell you, if you do that, he's going to kill you. If you go tell your leader, we got it fixed so you'll look like a fool. Or if they don't have it fixed so you'll look like a fool, they say, if you do that, you're dead. So what I'm saying is that you have to tell them no before they get that far. Once they get so far, you can't say no without being threatened. Your life will be threatened. That's right. As soon as you see they're asking you to do something privately or secretly, or something that you think you can't come to your imam, me. I ain't talking about another imam. Maybe he's an agent too. But if you feel you can't come to me with that, then you shouldn't accept it. You should say, what are you suggesting, mister? Say, no, I work for the American Muslim Nation. I'm running this farm for them. If you want anything, you better go talk to them. So I ain't qualified to operate this thing secretly or to invite any new programs in here. But they'll get you to do that. Now, you know, if this establishment, if they were any way decent, if they didn't really look at us as an inferior stock of people, tell me, how come they can't come to me? How come they can't come to me as a leader and say, brother, ma'am, look, we have some city programs. We have programs operating that could be helped. We think they're good. We think they're programs that you support. You'd like to see these things develop. You want to see them get support. Say, look, you only use your masjid on Friday on Jumu'ah so much time, and you only use it as nicer. Say, how about us operating some of these programs, letting some of our people come into the masjid during the time you ain't using it? How come they can't just come to me and ask me that? Or send someone from the official staff. Say, go to the imam and ask him, can we do this? If it's right. But they don't want that. We would welcome that. We would welcome to let a preacher come. If he got a good program for his following, he's trying to promote good human interest, human concerns. He's trying to better educate his community in some kind of way, or bring human services into his community, or civic service, whatever. We would like to come. Come on. We ain't using the property. Your situation is such and such. I wouldn't mind. Come on in, preacher. As long as you take care of this property, we don't want your presence here to take from us. You respect the property, keep it up nice. You share their bill for repairs or whatever. Or if you're in such a way we think you're so valuable, your service is so valuable, maybe we will even give a few pennies. We'll paint for the repairs ourselves. When the place needs painting, we'll paint it again. Won't even ask you to share the painting job. Maybe we'll do that if what you have is that valuable to the people. Okay, here the city, they would like to do something in the masjid. They don't want to spend the taxpayer people's money to build a facility for that. We have a facility. They would like to use our facility. Okay, what's your service is, such and such. All right, come on and do it. It's all out in the open. We agreeing to it. They don't want that. You know why? Because that will bring us together. That will bring us together with the preacher. That will bring us together with the city people. And they can't live with people being together. They have to keep the organization, the group of society separated. They got to keep them suspicious of each other. They got to keep them at each other if they can. So if they would do that, it would bring us together. You see? And all of us, preacher working in the mess together with the imam, and the city people working in the masjid with the imam, they all having the same program under one masjid, and the Muslims have accommodated that willingly, that will give the Muslims such an improved image in the eyes of the public. No, we can't have it that way. We got to do it sneakily. We got to make the people think that the imam wouldn't have such. So they will suspect him and say, he pretend to be so good. But if he was good, we wouldn't have to do this way. Do you see what I'm saying? They condition you all to think that the imam is selfish. Look how they come across on TV. Plant people among us to bring out things on TV to make people suspect that we want to be over everything. And if we can't be over it, we don't want it to exist. So if any other black person have anything of worth, they won't support it. If they can't dominate it completely, they don't want it. They reject it. Now, if anybody in this community is acting like that, you're not with me. That ain't me. I invite people to make contributions. I invite everybody. Jesse Jackson, who leads Bush. A lot of my people in my community, they have problems with Jesse Jackson. I know Jesse Jackson. He ain't the best person. But the man has done a lot of good. I meet with Jesse Jackson. We meet in an atmosphere of friendship. He know I like him. I believe he likes me. And I'm going to continue to like Jesse Jackson. I know the establishment want me to hate Jesse Jackson. They want me to be jealous of Jesse Jackson. They want Jesse Jackson to be jealous of me. They want Jesse Jackson and me to be at each other. Jesse Jackson is a leader. He has demonstrated against unfair employment policies. He has helped blacks get their products where they weren't before. He has done a lot of good things. I know he's not the shining image of a saint or a moral saint or nothing like that. I know he's not that. He could be better than his morals. He could be a little less arrogant, maybe. But for a black man, he ain't too arrogant. No. Most of us, if we had his recognition, we'd be, oh, shoot. We'd be out of touch completely with the earth. That's right. They don't want us together. They don't want Muslims and non-Muslims working together. They don't want blacks who are Muslims and blacks that are non-Muslims working together. They want church and masjid to be at each other. They don't want us together. And if we're together, they want us together in a way that embarrasses both of us. They encourage a unity between a Muslim mosque and a Christian church that they hate. They want to get rid of it. They want to hurt the image of that Christian. Or either they might think that Christian can influence the mosque and change the mosque to conform more to what they want. Any connections they themselves support, believe me, are connections that they think will mean our harm and their benefit. The sincere people, they just come and they see you, they either join you or they don't join you, and they congratulate you, they go on about their business. And if you ask them for assistance, they will. Don't you know I've invited churches to work with me? I've invited preachers to work with me. Invited preachers to work together. I say, I'll support you. You support us. I say, whether you support us or not, if you got something worthwhile, I'll support you. I've met with preachers and told them that. They know that. You think they do it?
I believe most of these preachers, too, are hand-picked lackeys. Hand-picked lackeys. They're nothing but dummies. They're there to serve their bosses. The moral desire in them is not stronger than their desire for the beans and the rice and the chicken and the bill that's going to be paid monthly. That's right. They're not really dedicated to their people. If they were really with their people, don't you know if they were really with their people, more preachers would be asking to see me? They would be furious. They would ask them, well, look, I can see that man. A few of them do. I've had preachers come to me and they say, Brother Man, I'm with you. But they realize, they see too, they ain't blind. Once the person is sincere, they can see the insincerity. So they say, Brother Man, I'm with you. But I can't join this. Because they see that there's too much insincerity right in my own organization. They feel threatened. They feel that I got more police in here and more Secret Service men in here than is downtown in the police department. And we behave like that too. Now, I'm not saying you are, but you behave like that. Either because you have let the outside image of us that they have formed make you suspicious, doubtful, or you are really just not with it, you see, one or the other. And I believe many of us, we are just not sure. We are afraid. See, it looks good, but I'm afraid to trust it. You got to break out of that. If you have not sold your soul, then let me tell you, Allah is my witness. I have not sold my soul. I am my own free individual. I don't belong to the establishment. I made no agreements with the FBI. I made no agreement with the police department. I made no agreement with this country. I made no agreement with any office of this government. I made no agreement with anybody but Allah. Whatever other agreements I made, you know about it. It's public. If I made an agreement, you know about it. It's public. I tell you. I don't have no ties with nobody but Allah and my responsibility to you that Allah holds me responsible for as me man. That's all. My soul is free. All right? Now you know yourself. You know who's free. If you sold your soul, then I understand your situation. Believe me, I don't hate you. And I don't think you're so weak. This world has made it so hard to keep your soul, so I can't say you're weak. The one who kept his soul is a giant. The one who sold his soul, he's not so weak. The world is just too impressive, too imposing, too impressive. Few of you are cheap. You sold your soul for nothing. But most of you, it was a sensible bargain. You just didn't have faith in Allah. So I don't hate you, I love you. But you haven't sold your soul, and that's with me, we're going to have the victory, and we ain't going to be too long. It ain't going to be too long, because we're going to make it so difficult for a hypocrite to stay in this community. It ain't going to be too long. That's right. Pretty soon, it ain't going to be long. Pretty soon, in order to stay in this community and get the benefit of attending our community meeting, identifying with us as a member, you're going to have to be a producer. If you ain't giving in zakat, you're going to have to give at least 5 hours work. Right?
You're going to have to give money, or you're going to have to give your time. You're going to have to give labor. That's right. Money, labor, and open support for what I represent. That's our American right. And we're going to take every bit of it. As-salamu alaykum.
Takbir. I know we really enjoyed this day, right? All praise be to Allah. Now may I have your attention for about five minutes. Now we have, listen, brothers and sisters, let's not disrespect the message that we just received. The Imam said that Allah created us in dignity. So let us act as dignified human beings. He is not out yet. We are not dismissed yet. So let us finish the business of the day so we can dismiss orderly as dignified people. Please. Last evening I know that, inshallah, we were successful with our educational banquet. All praises be to Allah. And I was asked to thank everyone that participated and worked hard and diligently for the success of it. And those who still have tickets and outstanding monies, turn them into the Treasury Department. We have a couple of brief announcements, and then we'll be on our way. Brother, don't let nobody out the door. Hold that door right there, brother. Hold that door right there. We're gonna learn discipline. So hold that door right there and let nobody out that door, brother. We're going to be out of here in a minute, and we are disrespecting Imam W.D. Muhammad. And if we disrespect him among the non-Muslims, then we cannot say that we really follow him. We only got a couple of announcements to make, and I'm quite certain that it won't take long. Just give me about 5 minutes. The American Muslim Mission cordially invites you to be their guest as we pay tribute to our great humanitarian and civil rights leader, Malcolm X Tabar, Sunday, May 23rd, 1982, from 1 to 3 p.m., Masjid Malcolm Tabar, 102 West 116th Street, New York City. Special guest speaker, Honorable Nuruddin Faiz, resident Imam Masjid Muhammad, Hartford, Connecticut. Special cassette tapes to elevate your mind, free refreshments, free admissions, all are welcome. That's next Sunday, May the 23rd, 1982. With the name Allah, most gracious, most compassionate, New Jersey Crate Coalition and New Mind Productions presents a lecture, The Psychological Effects of Racial Images, by famed Dr. Naeem Akbar, Ph.D., African-American psychologist, Saturday, June 12, 1982, at Ferris High School, 30 Colgate Street off Montgomery Street, Jersey City, New Jersey, 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. Donations $5 in advance, $6 at the door. Questions and answer session. For further information, contact Amaya Newman. Is Brother Amaya here? Stand up, Brother Amaya. For all those who like the information concerning this program on June 12, 1982. With the name Allah, most gracious, most compassionate, Master Muhammad Rochester will be presenting a program with the theme, Quality Education is the Key to Our Children's Growth, to be held Thursday, May 27, 1982, beginning at 7 p.m. at the Mabeldell Party House, Rochester, New York. For further information, please contact the Rochester Masjid at 716-325-9388 232-4339. All persons masjid with outstanding money for tickets from last evening's third annual Sister Clara Muhammad Elementary Banquet Awards to please see Sister Miriam Bilal in the Treasury Department. We need the money, brothers and sisters. Please don't keep the tickets and the money. Turn the money in. We were trying to raise, what, $250,000. And I think that Allah blessed us last night. How many of us was here? Did you see that beautiful crowd last night? Wasn't your heart filled? Huh? Was your heart filled? Knowing that you almost reached your objective. Now what I'm gonna ask you to do before you leave today, if you wasn't here those last night, was not there, make a contribution for the school. The imam placed so much emphasis on education and what we should do, as he just got through saying that we don't support him. And his number one priority is education. So let's show him that we're going to support him. Those who was not there last night, make whatever small contribution you can for education. Dinners are available in the basement after today's meeting for the small donation of $3.50. Please feel welcome to come down and enjoy this delicious and satisfying meal prepared for you by our hard-working senior citizens to aid our masjid. By our hard-working senior citizens to aid our masjid program. Please don't forget to make your contributions to the Sister Clara Muhammad Elementary Secondary School Bus Fund. Sister Khadija Ahmed is on the second floor to accept your most appreciated donation. Also, please support our cookie drive in the same worthy effort to obtain our own bus to transport our children to our school. We also extend our thanks to those who have already given to this drive, and we want to remind you that we will not let up until we get our bus. Educational journals are on sale now for $1. Please purchase a batch to take back to your mosque. There will be a meeting of Public Relations Department on Saturday, May 22nd, 1982 at 12 noon in Classroom 6 at Masjid Malcolm Shabazz. The purpose of this meeting is to discuss initial plans for post-Ramadan bus outing to be held sometime during the month of August, inshallah. Also at this meeting, we also will be welcoming any new believers who wish to become a part of the Public Relations Department. Brother Abdul Latif Abdul Salam and Sister Latifa Nuri announced their upcoming marriage, Takbir, to take place at Masjid Muhammad Bronx, 936 Woodycrest Avenue, Bronx, New York, on May 22nd, 1982 at 3 p.m. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. We got one last announcement, and the reason I acted the way I did is because I hate to take last minute announcements. When we have announcements, we would prefer you turn them in advance so they can be scrutinized. The Islamic Center of East Orange, 239 Central Avenue, East Orange, New Jersey, presents in remembrance of the blessed event of Isra and Miraj. Glorified be he who carried his servant by night from the sacred mosque to the fatherless mosque, whose pretense we did bless, in order that we might show him some of our signs. For he is the one who heareth and seeth all things. Place, Islamic Center of East Orange, 239 Central Avenue, East Orange. Main features, eminent speakers, children's program, refreshments. Date, Friday, May 21, 1982. Time, 6 p.m., 8:30. You, your family, and your friends are cordially invited. Thank you. May Allah continue to bless us. Assalamu alaikum. Brothers and sisters, as we leave, or just before we leave, for those who have not made a contribution, please make one, because we have been in bad need of your financial contribution. Just a moment. One moment, please.
Assalamu alaikum. Brothers and sisters, just one last announcement, please. Starting on June 7th, on cable TV, which is Manhattan Cable TV and Teleprompter, on channel D at 1:30 on Monday, there will be